Unit 3. When did Bob get up yesterday? Part 1. Let's talk.
What did Bob do yesterday morning, afternoon and evening? Yesterday morning, Bob got up very early. He heard birds singing in the trees. After breakfast, he and his teacher went to a local park. Everything was beautiful. They saw many boats on the lake at the foot of the mountains. Later on, Bob and his teacher played hide and seek in the park. In the afternoon, Bob and his friends played football on the school playground. In the evening, he studied English at home.
Part 2. Read aloud. A clock. My friend's clock. My friend's old clock. The hands of my friend's old clock. The three hands of my friend's old clock. The three broken hands of my friend's old clock. The three broken hands of my friend's old clock are repaired now. Part 3. Read and talk.
Bill and Fred's alarm clock. Bill and Fred were students at a school, and they were friends. Last year, they spent their summer vacation together. One day, they wanted to get up early to go fishing, but they didn't have an alarm clock. "That's all right, Bill," Fred said. "I'll put some pieces of bread on the windowsill of the house tonight, and they'll wake us up in the morning." Bill was surprised. Fred was right. Early the next morning, small birds came down to eat the bread, and they woke Bill and Fred up very quickly.
Part 4. Listen, mime, and talk. 1. Sleeping in bed. 2. Being woken up by the alarm clock. 3. Yawning and getting up. 4. Putting on clothes, brushing your teeth, and washing your face. 5. Having breakfast. 6. Taking down the school bag from the wall. 7. Opening the door and feeling surprised. 8. Stepping back and taking an umbrella. Part 6. Listen and draw the time.
9:15, 2:20, 4:45, 11:05, 7:30.
Part 7. Listen, read, and retell. One day, a man with a beard rode on a horse and quickly arrived at a small town. Suddenly, he saw a bank on the side of the road. He got off the horse quietly and took out his gun. He opened the door quietly and shouted loudly, "Put your hands up or I'll kill you!" The man with the beard called the bank clerk and asked, "Where is the money?" The bank clerk went into a room and the man with the beard followed him. There he saw a safe. He quickly put the money in a big bag and got on his horse and rode away. That the police were coming. Exercises. Part 2. Listen, match, and write. 1. Mrs. Zhang cleaned the house. It was 10 o'clock in the morning.
2. It was 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Li Ping was listening to music at home.
3. It was 6 o'clock in the afternoon. The children were watching cartoons.
4. It was 8 o'clock in the morning. The children were having English lessons.